Welcome, Mike and Kim along with you. Glad to be your hosts again on this edition of The Good Stuff. Sit back and relax. Hopefully for the next 5 minutes anyway, we get to brighten your day just a little bit. And I know some of you folks have wrapped up your vacation time and everything, and you're starting to think about, what am I going to do in 2026? Well, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit right here in the Valentine area and North Central Nebraska. Check it out at visitvalentine.com. River trips, lake trips, night skies. Yep. We've got it all. Great wide open spaces here and some great museums to take in and fantastic golf. Yes, check it out. Visit valentine.com.
Are you ready to dive into a world beyond the pasture? Try it with Tri-State Livestock News. Unearth the secrets of successful breeders. You can immerse in the thrill of the rodeo news, and you can explore exciting upcoming events with a focus on everything from grain to performance horses. It is Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
You know, here's something for some aspiring haunted story writers out there.
Oh, okay.
Well, do you ever have a problem and you're trying to think, how do I start this story? And so I ran across something that gives you some ways to start it, just some lines, opening lines, and then you can take it from there. So here you go. Number one, one night after carving a pumpkin, the pumpkin starts speaking to you.
Ooh.
You hear a strange sound from your wardrobe. You open it and you see, you take it from there.
Oh my.
Write a story about someone who gets lost in the woods on Halloween. That's always a good one.
Yep.
Here's another idea if you want to start a Halloween story. Write a Halloween story where ghosts and monsters appear and cause havoc all around town. How many movies have been made about that theme? Just started with that line right there. Anyway,
yep.
Here's one. It was a dark and stormy night. I heard over the howling wind a knock at the door. Those are kind of like, you had some of those.
Yeah,
that were
the two-line horror stories.
Yeah, so those are some ideas. Yep. If you want to write a Halloween story, well, that might get you started on that.
That's right. Let's talk a little bit about the word boo.
Boo-hoo.
Yeah. No, just boo.
Oh, just boo.
We're
okay.
Just going to kick off with boo. People have screamed boo, or at least some version of it, to startle others since mid-16th century. Actually, one of the earliest examples documented by the Oxford English Dictionary appeared in that 1560s edition. But ghosts, they've only been using the word for less than two centuries. The origin of boo is uncertain. The OED compares it with the Latin bor or the Greek bi, meaning to cry aloud, roar, or shout. Older dictionaries suggest it could be mimicking the lowing of a cow. Whatever the origins, the word had a slightly different shade of meaning a few hundred years ago. Boo was not used to frighten others, but to assert your presence. Take the traditional Scottish proverb, he can't say boo to a goose, which for centuries has been a slick way to call somebody timid or sheepish. But boo became scarier with time. After all, the word is phonetically suited to produce a loud and startling sound. And by 1738, Gilbert Crokack was writing in the Presbyterian Eloquence displayed that boo is a word that used in the north of Scotland to frighten crying children. Why would you want to frighten crying children?
You want to talk about a meanie.
I know it. I know it. That's just a little bit of boo history.
So boo has a better ring to it than like surprise or,
yeah.
I mean, you can do that, but boo, it really was designed to do exactly that. So
yes.
Something interesting for you today on the program. Growing up, the moms of our generation were like mob bosses. They knew everything about everyone. If little Joey threw a tantrum, he was marked by every mom in the neighborhood. If mom said, go to your room, only fools slammed their bedroom doors. We valued our lives too much. We didn't have cancel culture. We had soap in the mouth. We didn't have anxiety. We had a mom with a wooden spoon. The dads would never see us throwing a fit in public because your mom shut it down before you left aisle four. To all the dads, they saw June Cleaver. But to all the kids, our mom was Carmela Soprano.
Oh.
Something, I don't know where I ran across that the other day. I thought it'd be interesting. Hey, we hope everybody has a happy and safe Halloween coming up on Friday from The Good Stuff.